along in my automobile. My baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile.
Welcome back to Matheson Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The fact that Joe Biden is the president right now is having a very good effect on some Supreme Court litigation that was initiated by the Trump administration. In a number of these cases, Biden has informed the Supreme Court, now through Merrick Garland, that the government intends to take a different view and is going to withdraw the litigation. I'll give you one example. That is the imposition of work rules on Medicaid receipts, work rules on people who are getting Medicaid. Now that, let me tell you something. Back in the 90s, there were revisions, they were called reforms made requiring work registration or attempt to find work for people who are getting welfare. Now, if it is a single individual with no kids and who can work, I don't think that's unreasonable. For one thing, the best social program is a job. And in a time of full employment or almost full employment, that is what should be required. But what about a single mom with three kids? Requiring her to get employment, which she's going to have a hard time doing anyway, means that she can't take care of her kids. So who's going to take care of her kids? Is the state going to do it with child care? Yeah, it would be nice eventually, but that's not the program right now. It was unrealistic, and there are exceptions in that requirement rule of work to get financial assistance. Well, what the Trump people did was went even further. They said, if you are putting in for Medicaid, you need medical care. Everybody needs medical care. You have the Affordable Care Act that takes a certain amount of sophistication to sign up. And more importantly, it can require at least some minimal premiums paid, and you can have poor people that can't afford it. Takes care of a lot of people, but it doesn't take care of everybody. Trump put in this requirement, and it was stopped by litigation. It's in the Supreme Court, that if you're going to get Medicaid, there's a work requirement. Well, first of all, we don't have a full employment economy now. We have an awful lot of people who are looking for work. And yes, there are some jobs that people are advertising for, but a lot of people who get Medicaid aren't qualified for those jobs. With restaurants closed down or just doing takeout, a lot of restaurant staff, dishwashers, wait staff have been laid off. Now, when you deny somebody Medicaid, medical care, let me give you some examples really of what we're talking about. If they have a heart attack on a bus, they're going to be taken to an emergency room. I get it. It's an expensive way of doing it, but they're going to get it. But they're not, a woman's not going to go in to get a mammogram. And a man's not going to go in to get a checkup of some sort. And some women, young women, are going to die of breast cancer and never see their daughter's weddings. Some men are going to die young and never see their families grow up or be around to protect them or support them. If they're covered by Medicaid, they go in for an annual checkup, an annual mammogram. In the case of a woman, annual checkup for a guy as well. And they avoid a lot of this for simply the cost of a blood draw and a checkup, stethoscope. Why do the Republicans not want to permit that to happen, to avoid that, the horrible outcome of people dying? And part of it, quite frankly, is people on Medicaid are less likely to vote. And if they do vote, less likely to vote Republican. A Medicaid population is not the Republicans' base. And therefore, they will just say, the hell with them. And that's what they've done. Well, with Biden in there now, they put in a brief to the Supreme Court and said, there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new president in town. We don't intend to pursue defense of this Trump policy for a very simple reason. We're withdrawing the policy. So there is no case or controversy. There's no case or controversy. People went in to try to stop it. There's nothing to stop because we're withdrawing it. And we're not going to have a work requirement for Medicaid. Able-bodied single people, yes, we want them to find work. There's a lot of incentives to do that, but not medical care, not Medicaid. You don't roll the bones and say, well, what the heck? Maybe they'll die. What the heck? What do we care? So that is a good development. There are other developments where Trump policies are in the Supreme Court and Biden is withdrawing Trump's position. It's a multifaceted approach. Biden not only has to use executive orders to correct what Trump did, undo some of it, but he also has to stop the legal process that Trump basically initiated to defend what he did, because Biden is not doing what Trump did. One of the very good developments in the last couple of days, Biden is not subservient to the commie Ruskies. Trump is subservient to Putin. Trump did everything he could to bust up NATO, bust up the EU, actually in the Pacific, bust up the alliance with South Korea and with Japan. Putin said to him, why are you doing these live ops with South Korea? They're provocative. That's because South Korea is very close to Russia. Russia wants to control that area of the world. Trump said, you're right. So he stopped live drills to the extent they had them before. With NATO, he continually insulted them and attacked Europe. Well, different sheriff in town now, Joe Biden. There were ops over the weekend in Norway with our Air Force bombers, SEALs, and Marines coordinating with Norwegian military in military operations designed to send a message to the commie Ruskies. We used to have these bombers stationed in Scotland. Scotland to that area is a little bit of a jaunt, not much, but a little bit. Norway's right there, right next to the commie Ruskies, And it's a not too subtle way of saying, look, Putin, former KGB colonel, murderer and thief. Obviously, you don't say it publicly, but you ain't going into Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania on the pretext, at least carving off a sliver of them to, quote, liberate, end quote, ethnic Russian populations there. That ain't happening because we have conventional forces right here in Norway, and the Norwegians have coordinated with us. And that's a very, very good development. The truth is that Putin is in a terrible bind. His nation is declining. At one time, in the 19th century, they had their own problems, but they had great musicians, great novelists, great poets. They were a force. They were the group that got the Ottoman Empire, the Turks, driven back from some of their positions. It wasn't the Europeans that did it. It was the commie Ruskies, except they weren't commies at the time. And then they had the Communist Revolution. They dragged their country back into darkness for 70 or 80 years. Now this former KGB agent is popping himself out. Well, let me tell you something. Very good to see Joe Biden doing ops with the Norwegians. Very good to see it. Very good to see our Air Force bombers, SEALs, and Marines doing ops with the Norwegians. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break.